Welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Good morning, ladies. It's Thursday, December 20th. Today's going to be kind of a short episode, but I will be sharing 5 neat blogs with you. All of them are part of the Fab Bloggers Network. I'm also going to be sharing a really cool peacock eyeliner technique. Sort of that dark, turquoisey, shimmery eyeliner that looks like the color on peacock feathers. So stay tuned for that. And now, on with the Diva Roll. Okay, the first blog I wanted to mention is Francine's Makeup Mania. It's kuipo1207.blogspot.com. And when I run through all of these later, I'll spell that out. But this blog's focus is makeup tutorials, how-to videos, and application techniques. And you can also see her really great videos on YouTube, but you'll also see them posted on her blog. And the blogger, Francine, says she started blogging as a way of getting to know more about makeup. She loves seeing the different things that can be done with makeup and the different looks that can be achieved. She also loves to see the impact makeup has on the fashion industry as well as in the entertainment industry. And she says it's really fascinating to her. The next one is iHeartMake-up.blogspot.com. And this blog focuses on the latest Bollywood makeup trends. The blogger feels that there are way too many Hollywood-related beauty blogs, so she wanted to be different and start a blog featuring Bollywood makeup trends, beauty breakdowns, makeup artist features, and the latest worldwide beauty collections. So this is another really interesting blog. And the next one is called The Budget Babe. It's thebudgetbabe.com. And The Budget Babe is a budget, fashion, beauty, style, and shopping blog. And the blogger says, Every since cheap became chic, I've been bent on spreading the fab without a fortune gospel. Now I'm addicted to blogging about the latest and greatest fashion, beauty, shopping, and style news for the money-wise fashion fanatic. The next one is Beauty 411. Beauty411.typepad.com. Man, I am sputtering today. It's morning. I'm not awake yet. Beauty411.typepad.com. And Beauty 411, of course, gives you the 411 on everything beauty products. She says, I started blogging because my friends, family, and coworkers kept looking to me for shopping advice. I finally decided it would just be easier to put my fabulous finds down in a blog. Eventually, I found I was blogging a lot about beauty products, so I decided to concentrate on that. Now the next one, beauty365.blogspot.com. And she says, I heart beauty products enough to write about them every day. So come on over to Beauty365 and enjoy my daily insights about all things health, beauty, and wellness related. And why did she start blogging? She says, simply put, blogging is a combination of my two greatest passions, writing and beauty. So do feel free to check out these blogs. They're really cool. And like I said, they're all part of the Fab Bloggers Network, which is a fashion and beauty blogging network that I started. If you're interested in it and you write a fashion beauty blog, check it out at the URL fabbloggers, fabbloggers.ning.com. And if you feel your blog qualifies, you can shoot me an email requesting an invitation. There's a link on the homepage for Fab Bloggers to send me an email. So feel free to do that if you think you qualify. And that's it for the Diva Roll. Oh wait, I forgot. I should run through those URLs one more time. Sorry. The first one is kuipo1207.blogspot.com, and kuipo is K-U-U-I-P-O and then 1207.blogspot.com. The next one is iheartmake-up.blogspot.com. The next one is thebudgetbabe.com. The next one is beauty411.typepad.com. And the last one is beauty365.blogspot.com. And that's all of them. Feel free to check those out. They're really cool. And that's it for the deeper roll. Okay, now we're going to do the peacock eyeliner technique and soapbox for today. Basically, you're going to have that dark turquoisey shimmer color that you usually find in peacock feathers, and we're going to have this on our eyes. Here's what you'll need. You'll need a black pencil eyeliner. You can get a really good one from e.l.f. Cosmetics, and they're only a buck a piece. At eyeslipsface.com, and they're very creamy and they glide on nicely. You'll need a Blues Range eyeshadow. What I mean by that is an eyeshadow in the Blues Range, preferably turquoises and teals, but if you can't do that, somewhere in the blues will work. Blah. Then you need a flat, tapered, rounded tip eyeshadow brush, and of course mascara. Now, normally when you put on a black or a brown pencil liner, you're usually doing it just to enhance the lashes, make them look fuller. So you usually put it on in a thin line at the base. Well, for this technique, we're going to want it a little bit thicker because we're doing something a little bit different here. So first put on your black eyeliner in a somewhat thick line. Not ridiculously thick, but in a somewhat thick line. And then, using your brush, tap into your eyeshadow color and pick up some of it. And then just press the shadow gently into the eyeliner with your brush. And this creates that peacock effect. And then apply your mascara, and that's basically it. It's really simple to do, and it's really pretty. If you want to see me demonstrate this look, you can go to my YouTube page. I have this demonstrated in a YouTube video. Just go to youtube.com/divashop and click on the peacock eyeliner video. And while you're at it, feel free to check out my other YouTube videos as well and let me know what you think. Well, I guess that's it for today. Thanks for listening. As always, feel free to check out my blog. It's at divashop.blogspot.com. And also feel free to send me questions, comments, feedback, etc. at my email address. It's at divashop2, that's numeral 2, divashop2@gmail.com. And that's it. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and have a great rest of the week. Bye.